The time is now 3 a.m. in New York. I'm Noah Levi and this is the latest Israel Today, ongoing war report. In recent developments, a tragic event unfolded as a school principal, Yosef Chaim Shushan, was killed in an explosion in the northern Gaza Strip. Shushan was described as a true educational leader. Additionally, there have been reports of brutal acts of cruelty towards cats in the city of Ra'anana, sparking outrage among residents. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused French President Emmanuel Macron of making, factually, morally incorrect, comments regarding the Gaza war. Macron, in turn, has urged the French people to combat a surge of anti-Semitic attacks since October 7. In other news, the Golan Heights in northern Israel has experienced red alert sirens, indicating a tense situation in the region. Amidst the ongoing conflict, the Israeli military has been involved in significant operations at the Shadi refugee camp in Gaza, where they successfully evacuated civilians from a building during a battle. Moreover, The Washington Post pulled a cartoon highlighting Hamas' use of human shields after facing criticism for its portrayal. Lastly, there have been arrests in Hebron related to the illegal possession and use of weapons, as well as reports of a significant reduction in credit card expenses in the cities of Sderot, Kiryat Shmona, Netivot, and Ashkelon. Thank you for tuning in to this Israel Today, ongoing war report update. Stay safe and informed. I'm Noah Levi. Keep in mind that this AI-generated report may contain occasional inaccuracies, so consult multiple sources for a comprehensive view. Find the code and more details in the podcast description.